broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 15th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law, the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's show, then hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use today starts. We had our guest on, Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty, doing a great job. RonPaulInstitute.com, Campaign for Liberty, or I'm sorry, RonPaulInstitute.org. And campaignforliberty.org as well. We talked about, we wished everybody a happy Valentine's Day. You got to do that in America. You know, we spend billions of dollars on Valentine's Day gifts. Except for some reason, everybody wants to split up and melt down and fall apart. And you got to ask, where's the love, huh? Anyway, happy Valentine's Day to all of you folks. Hope you had a wonderful day. We also talked about Secure Vote Utah. We have got to return to paper ballots, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday was the last chance to sign the petition to go back to paper ballots in the state of Utah. SecureVoteUtah.org, and hopefully you can get a secure paper ballot reality check in your state. We got to get that done, folks. It's full of fraud. We also talked about our state Utah legislature. There's a bill, HB 11. I mean, it is disaster, folks. It wants to blend gender. I mean, it is from the psychosis. It's just crazy. Reject that bill, by the way. We also talked about homeschooling can save your children from critical race theory and masks, says Ron Paul. Incredible column he wrote. I agree with that, but it can also save your kids from all kinds of indoctrination about whacked out gender ideas that are against the Bible and a whole lot more. We also talked about resources that can help homeschoolers. The Ron Paul curriculum is one of them. The Liberty Classroom is another one of them. True History from Beyond. The Freedom Project. It's the Freedom Project Academy from the John Birch Society. There's a bunch of them, of homeschooling options. I have got eight children, homeschooled them all. And then as they got older, put them in private school. I will never put my kids in a school that requires government control and government money. That's the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. Will not do it. Recommend you don't do it either. We also talked about the Founders Keepers, Samuel Adams. Yeah. ConstitutionAcademy.Weebly.com wrote an incredible article. When you think of Sam Adams, which one of his quotes do you think of? They say it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Amen to that. If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude, then the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains sit lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen. Amen to that. It's in the interest of tyrants to reduce the people to ignorance and vice, for they cannot live in any country where virtue and knowledge prevail. A bunch of quotes, ladies and gentlemen. A true patriot would keep the attention of his fellow citizens and awake to their grievances and not allow them to rest until their cause or the causes of their just complaints are removed. Yeah, all I'm telling you is what a hero, Sam Adams. We talked about Homeland Security's quote, new terrorism advisory, lewrockwell.com. We also talked about the Department of Homeland Security. What are the top COVID misinformation spreaders? Yeah, you got to investigate him, writes Steve Kirsch. Great articles, great conversation with Lowell Nelson. Second hour, we had on Dr. Scott Bradley to Preserve the Nation, freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked about what is the meaning of Montesquieu's idea of checks and balances, separation of powers with checks and balances. The answer was to be found in the unique feature of the Constitution, the pairing of the separation of powers with an intricate system of checks and balances designed to give each branch fortifications against encroachment by the others. Amen to that reality check, too. Wow. Anyway, great couple hours still available at libertyroundtable.com, still available at lovingliberty.net, and more. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. That's a recap. Donate heavily, if you will. That's the only time we believe in liberalism is when you donate liberally. All right, without further ado, News That Networks Refuse to Use starts now. Bart Sobrell, our guest. Who is Bart, you might say? He's an award-winning filmmaker. He's a writer. He's an investigative journalist who has been producing television programs, documentaries, music videos, TV commercials, and so on, not to mention stage plays, for over 35 years, ladies and gentlemen. His website, Sobrell.com, S-I-B-R-E-L, Sobrell.com. If you kind of think, isn't that the moon truther guy? Isn't that the truth teller on the moon? Yes, it is. Bart, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir, once again.
Hey, how are you, Sam?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. Hope you're doing well also.
I'm doing good.
All right, this time we're not talking about the moon landings, although that's a topic we could talk about forever and be right spot on. People's heads literally explode when you discuss this with the facts. They can't handle it. Anyway, if you want to learn more about that, you can check out his book and a whole lot more at Sobrell.com. But today, we want to dig into the fake pandemic, ladies and gentlemen. I've told you since the very beginning that this COVID-19 was bogus. Now, when we say it's bogus, don't get me wrong. People get sick. People die. That's all true. What's bogus is how they're handling it, what they're doing about it, the reality behind it, the jettison from science that's taking place, etc. The deadly injections are part of the scandal, or the plandemic, the scandemic on this thing. But here's the cool part. Bart did a video back in, 2016? That talked about this very topic. Bart, how'd you get into that so early on?
Well, I was writing at the time for the Sleuth Journal, and I actually have a copy of the article. I did an article and a video about it. It's dated here September 9th, 2016, and I'll just read it to you. The headline says, "The government prepares to quarantine you." It says, 3 weeks ago, I reported how the United States government is issuing numerous executive orders regarding the path of succession of various department heads, down to the eighth degree, in the event that persons 1 through 7 are simultaneously killed or resign. 2 weeks ago, I wrote about how the German government issued their first decree since World War II that citizens should immediately stockpile emergency rations. Last week, I disclosed how the Department of Homeland Security announced that they are preparing to take over the coming presidential election for reasons of national security, likewise indicating a foreseen yet undisclosed coming worldwide emergency. This week, it came to light that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are issuing numerous nationwide self-edicts to indefinitely quarantine you for an impending calamity. Well-known CDC doctor turned whistleblower William Thompson recently admitted on national television that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are truly honoring their namesake and that they create diseases so that they can control them. Proof of this are thousands of destroyed documents which indicate that their own vaccines to allegedly help people in reality make them sick, cause death, and actually aid the spread of the very illness they claim to prevent. Mind you, I wrote this in 2016. No wonder, seeing how vaccines contain the actual virus along with toxic industrial chemicals which dramatically weaken your immune system simultaneously when you receive them both together. this notably unscrupulous organization just arrogantly announced their own national medical legislation, which is a legal loss not passed by Congress disguised as procedural guidelines for health emergencies. In other words, you can be arrested and jailed, detained and quarantined by mere hearsay, even before you're sick or contagious, simply if they claim that they suspect that you might be, or perhaps they already know that you're not and will merely use this as a pretext for nefarious reasons. Now, Ronald Reagan's proposed flat tax would have saved the country $50 billion annually in unnecessary IRS manpower, which is $500 billion in just 10 years. Plus, it would have brought in as much as $450 billion annually in previously uncollected revenue, which is $4.5 trillion in just 10 years. Yet, for some reason, this proposal was obstinately rejected by our own greedy government. Why? Because it would have completely eradicated the IRS, the Gestapo attack dog of the executive branch. In a similar fashion, the CDC, in the guise of a benevolent agency, can now, for your own good, arrest you and jail you, detain and quarantine you. So this was an article I wrote September 9th, 2016, warning that medical lockdowns were coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bart Sobrell with me. Bart documents the government prepares to quarantine you. Article and video back in 2016. We'll break it down more in seconds with Bart Sobrell on your radio.
You are a racist. Your mom is a racist. Your dad is a racist. And your entire family is racist. And you should all be punished. That's what Governor Brad Little thinks about you. So much so that he took $30 million of taxpayers' money to force critical race theory down the throats of school children, even though the Idaho legislature voted against it. This is the doctrine that teaches your children that just because they are white, they are racist. Yes, your governor, good old Brad Little, violated the constitutional law and did this while you weren't watching. Why is Governor Brad Little paying to promote radical leftist doctrine loved by Democrats like Boise Mayor McLean and sleepy Joe Biden? This is Ammon Bundy, and we need to completely reject critical race theory in Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Bart Sobrell with me, Sobrell.com, to learn more about all that he's working on. S-I-B-R-E-L, Sobrell.com. So Bart, back in 2016, literally put a video together. And an article documenting that, you know what, the government planned to quarantine us. This isn't something that they didn't know or that we didn't know. This isn't something that you woke up one morning and went, oh, my gosh, everybody's sick. Everybody's melting down. Oh, my goodness, we didn't have any idea. No, they've been planning on this literally for years. Bart, back in 2016, do you think they really realized how they would go about it? Or do you just think that they wanted to do it and were planning to do it?
Well, they absolutely knew exactly what they were doing well in advance, just like anybody who has a script. I have several audio clips queued up for you to prove this. Let me first go to this famous clip. Now, Fauci is obviously Illuminati, Jesuit, whatever you want to call him. And part of their code of ethics, if you can call it that, is that they warn people in advance of what they're going to do. Now, here's a speech that Fauci gave on January 10th, 2017. It was after Trump was elected, but before he was sworn in. Now, the part I've got queued up, I want to point out two things before I play it. It's a short clip. This is almost an hour-long speech, but he begins with, "If you're going to remember one thing from today, remember what I'm about to say." And then he goes on to say, during Trump's first term, there will be, not might be, not could be, there will be a surprise outbreak. Oddly enough, right when he says there will be a surprise outbreak, it's at 3 minutes and 33 seconds. So just take a listen to this clip that I've got queued up.
And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today, based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Right there, there will be, not might be, not could be, there will be a surprise outbreak. Now listen to Bill Gates. Bill Gates is behind this big push for vaccination, if that's what you want to call it, basically injecting healthy people to prevent an illness they don't have, which seems completely contrary to logic. Now, this guy's parents founded Planned Parenthood with the sole goal of eliminating who they considered inferior people, the black people of America. They were racist, and they wanted to lower the population of black people, and that was the whole point of creating Planned Parenthood, which does abort black babies more than white babies, 500% difference, even though they're only 25% of the population. So listen to what he says, his stated goal, okay? It's his goal, it's Soros' goal, it's Ted Turner's goal, it's Kennedy's goal, it's all these people who run the world, it's their goal to lower the population by 93%. Listen to him say, out of his own mouth, remember the Bible says, from the overflowing of the heart, the mouth speaks. Listen to how he intends on lowering the population by 93%.
First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, so he just said out of his own mouth, the way that he intends on lowering the population is through vaccines. So you have to understand, if a guy is on the record multiple times saying he wants to lower the population by 93%, why in the world would he create a vaccine that's going to save the lives of hundreds of millions of people? It doesn't make any sense at all. And now here's a clip from a former vice president of Pfizer. He was vice president of Pfizer for about 10 years. He's pro-vaccine. And he left the company because of the corruption. In fact, Pfizer has been indicted by the United States Justice Department on multiple occasions, totaling fines of $4.3 billion for making false claims about their product. First of all, listen to this former vice president of Pfizer give you his quick summation about the alleged COVID pandemic.
Everything our governments and their scientific advisors have told us for a year and a half are all lies. They're not just a little bit wrong. It's not a matter of opinion. I'm going to just take you through the evidence that says the people who are advising my government, I respect as professionals. That means they know everything I know. So when I conclude, it's definitely not true, you know, item X, and we'll go through these items. That means I know they know that too. And that means they're telling on truth deliberately, and we call that lying. So it's not a frightening virus. We're lied to about absolutely everything. I think the objective is to make us receptive to the vaccines.
Okay, so he says the objective of faking the pandemic is to make people receptive, basically tricking them into getting these inoculations. Now remember, Bill Gates said inoculations are a way to lower the population. I'm going to show one more clip of the VP of Pfizer now talk specifically about these particular inoculations.
So I'll just quickly describe why these are the most dangerous vaccines ever. Okay. And all the people giving you puff pieces about how this is going to be the future of vaccines, you really should watch out. Normally, when you get given a vaccine, and I'm very positive about innovative new medicines, that's where I've spent my life, it's where I've made my money. But I'm very pro-safety. If there's anything that is a safety risk, it's got to be looked at. You can't live with yourself if you don't. So a normal vaccine, you take a piece of the dead infectious organism, a dead pathogen, and you mix it with some stuff that will make your body wake up and recognize that it's facing a foe, and you inject it. So there's really only one thing, and it sort of goes around the lymph system in your body. It gets presented to the immune system. That's not how these gene-based vaccines work. We've never done this before in history. We've never done this with a new kind of medical intervention with no reproductive toxicology, and that we've gone and given it to hundreds of thousands of pregnant women. It's the height of reckless endangering, isn't it? They're not, and also by virtue of being able to bear children, the people they're vaccinating generally, young and healthy. Young and healthy people don't get COVID-19 and die. And so we've done two wrong things. We've given the vaccine to people who are generally not at risk of the disease, and we've given them to people who are in a position of we would normally have held in extreme vulnerability. They're growing a child. We never, ever, ever do this. And then the other thing we said is that basically these are brand new technology and anything could happen. There is no long-term safety. It could be devastating. It literally could lead to an enormous number of deaths. I know some doctors are predicting that, and I would say I am as worried as they are. And it makes you think, is someone trying to kill large numbers of people? And I'm afraid I've come to the conclusion that the only thing that ties every single one of the major observations is that whoever has organized the lies has as an objective ultimately to lead to large numbers of deaths. But it's not just...
So you hear the former vice president of Pfizer say that the pandemic is contrived. It is not genuine, it's fake. Secondly, the purpose of the pandemic lie is to steer people into getting these injections. Thirdly, the injections are designed to kill hundreds of millions of people. And now we see that Bill Gates reasonably says, I want to lower the population by 93%, and he's for injections that are going to save the lives of hundreds of millions of people? No, they're going to take away. Is this some crazy person saying this? No, this is the former vice president of Pfizer saying this. Now, Sam, the next question is, why do they want to lower the population by such a degree? And I think after studying COVID for about 2 years, hundreds of hours, I've come to the conclusion that there is some cosmic event, comet, asteroid, rogue planet heading toward Earth, that when it comes, it could kill half of the world's population in about 9 days. So that would disrupt the rich people's way of life. So what they're doing is a controlled burn in advance of that coming event. They're going to kill off groups of the population bit by bit to prepare for that cataclysm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll dig into the details with Bart Sobrell in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Sobrell.com if you want to learn more about all of his incredible journalism. Hang tight, folks.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Scores of Honduran police officers on Monday surrounded the home of former President Juan Orlando Hernandez. After the United States asked the government to arrest and extradite him, the complaint alleges election fraud and drug trafficking. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked emergency powers Monday to stop the paralyzing protests by truckers and Canadian citizens demanding an end to the vaccine mandate. Trudeau outlined plans to tow away their rigs and strike at their bank accounts.
The blockades are harming our economy and endangering public safety. Critical supply chains have been disrupted. This is hurting workers who rely on these jobs to feed their families.
Jet Propulsion Laboratory experts say a derelict booster rocket, which will hit the moon's surface on March 4th, was built by Beijing and not by SpaceX. We are USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Some severe weather is expected to hit portions of the United States this week.
The Midwest and South are bracing for a new weather system. High winds and possible tornadoes are likely to be caused by thunderstorms heading east from Texas across the South on Wednesday and Thursday. On those same days, in northern parts of Kansas through northern Michigan, temperatures could reach sub-zero levels in the upper Midwest and around the Great Lakes, with wind chills that may drop at least 10 degrees below zero. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge announced Monday afternoon that he would dismiss former Governor Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times, saying her legal team had failed to reach the high standard required for public figures to make their case. The New York Times legal team argued Palin had not shown that the paper or its former editorial page editor, James Bennett, had been motivated by actual malice. Mr. Bennett apologized for the simple mistake. We are USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Bart Sobrell with me. Bart documents the government prepares to quarantine you article and video on September 9th, 2016. Yeah, I know that's 4 years ahead of time. I get it. Warning of the coming medical lockdown, ladies and gentlemen. But that's not all. Bart plays clips on this broadcast just a few minutes ago from Fauci, Gates, and others. Literally statements proving they planned the fake crisis, ladies and gentlemen. Fauci, quote, there will be a surprise outbreak. He said that in 2017. Yeah, they knew it. So Sam and Bart discussing the fake pandemic right now and the deadly injections. And, you know, what is their plan? Well, here's the deal. They believe that there's too many people on the planet. They're godless, and they don't believe in multiplying or replenish the earth. They don't believe in the Bible's explanation that there's room enough and plenty to spare. They don't believe God's in charge. In fact, they want to be God. Like the Tower of Babel days, ladies and gentlemen, they want to rise above God. And in their feeble attempts, what they want to do is get rid of the great unwashed like you and I. You can talk about the eugenics movement. You can talk about population control. But Bill Gates said it straight out. Hey, we want to use vaccinations and such to reduce the population on the planet. We've got to. So they know about this. They have this agenda. And Bart brought up right before the pause, why would they do that? Bart, you were saying.
Well, basically, see how you quoted the Bible there. Let me quote the Bible. When Jesus was asked about the last days, this is from Matthew 24. Jesus said, in the last days, there will be a great tribulation, unequaled in all of world history. Unless those days were shortened, no one will survive. Now, we know, those who study alternative media, the deep state, that the day that Eisenhower resigned, which was January 19th, 1961, he warned about the deep state. And Janet Napolitano, she was basically the director of Homeland Security, and she said something very strange the day that she resigned. She warned people about a coming cataclysm. And I'm going to cue up that quote and read it word for word. She basically said here, a natural disaster, the likes of which the nation has never seen, is likely on its way. Now, there are three clues here. What is coming is a natural disaster. It's something that has never happened in the history of the United States of America. And more importantly, the third clue is, it's a natural disaster that you could know about years in advance. So the United States has seen volcanoes, earthquakes, fire, flood, hurricanes, but we've never seen a natural disaster from outer space, like a comet or an asteroid, or what's called a rogue planet, which I'll go into in just a little bit. And it's also the only natural disaster that you could know about years in advance because of the mathematics of the predictable astrological position and movements of the stars, the constellations, and of course, comets and asteroids. So I believe there's some solar system event coming. A comet, an asteroid, or a rogue planet, they know about it. They're naturally not going to tell us because they want to depopulate the world. So in their minds, to justify these murders to themselves, they say, well, we're not actually doing it. Mother Nature is doing it. So by not warning the population, no one will prepare and they will be wiped away by it. Now, these people who run the world, they like to fly, they like to travel, they like to eat out in restaurants, and they don't want their life disrupted. So if this event, comet, asteroid, rogue planet, comes, according to the Bible, the book of Revelation, there's, you know, basically half the world's population is going to be killed in the last day. So if that happens within a 90-day period, like a comet or asteroid would likely cause, then that would disrupt the, you know, Illuminati people's tea party. So it's my opinion that the whole COVID pandemic, which is steering people into taking injections, which is going to lower the population, not my opinion, it's the opinion of the former vice president of Pfizer, they are doing this to prepare for this coming space cataclysm. Because if everyone dies within 90 days, it will disrupt their way of life. So what they're doing, in my opinion, is a controlled burn. They're going to take out large groups of the population bit by bit, step by step. I mean, if you just look at the, quote, phase one of people who, congratulations, you can have this inoculation, it's an exact duplicate of Hitler's useless eaters. Who gets the phase one shot? The elderly, the obese, the diabetic, the people with heart conditions, right? I know of no one who has died of COVID, and I know of four people who died exactly 90 days after the injection, and they were all within those categories. So this is what I believe is taking place. Now, of these potential things coming our way, a comet, an asteroid, the third is a rogue planet. And interestingly, there's been a lot of stories in scientific journals lately, and I'm reading one here that basically says that there are some 100 to 400 billion stars in our Milky Way galaxy. Scientists now say there may be as many or more rogue planets as there are stars. So that means that there's at least one rogue planet for every solar system, including ours. So what is a rogue planet? A rogue planet is generally a planet that's approximately 7 times bigger than the Earth, and it orbits around the sun in kind of a comet-like orbit. Now, one of the most important events in world history took place at 705 BC, and for some reason, it's not taught in school. Prior to the year 705 BC, every advanced civilization that had astronomers, like the Mayans, the Chinese, the Israelis, and the Egyptians, they all had a calendar having 360 days. That's why there's 360 degrees on a compass. And also, that meant that prior to 705 BC, every month had exactly 30 days. Now, it would be hard to argue against creation when you could look up and see the clockwork of every month having exactly 30 days. There being 12 tribes of Israel, 12 months that are exactly 30 days. How could you say that wasn't by intelligent design? Then something happened at 705 BC. It's actually recorded in the Bible in the book of 2 Kings when King Hezekiah asked for a sign that he would live 15 years longer. He said, make the sundial go back, but it wasn't really a sundial. They used steps, with each step being a shadow of an hour of the day. So rather than the earth having to stop, go backwards, and go the other way, the earth had to tilt. Right after that happened, 2 Kings, which is also 705 BC, overnight, all the intelligent civilizations of the world that had astronomers, the Hebrews, the Chinese, the Mayans, and the Egyptians, they instantly adjusted their calendars to 365 and a quarter days instead of the original 360. So what does that mean? Well, it means that the Earth was pulled further away from the sun, just a tiny bit, which increased the orbital distance, which caused it to take an extra 5 1/4 days around. That's a rogue planet. Whatever object pulled the Earth further away from the sun has to be substantially larger than the Earth. What a coincidence that the largest telescope in the world, or dare I say the most powerful telescope, is owned by the Jesuit sect of the Vatican, and one of their members on his deathbed said this: they are tracking an object that will have a significant part in world history in the last days. And get this, Sam, the name of the telescope is called the Lucifer Telescope. Now, why would the Catholic Church, unless they're friends with Lucifer, call their telescope Lucifer? It's my opinion that they are tracking Object Lucifer, Planet X, the rogue rebellious planet, which symbolizes God's battle in heaven of a rebellion because of a fallen angel. And what did this rogue planet do in 705 BC? It destroyed the testimony of divine creation by getting rid of a 360-day year with exactly 30 day 12 months.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight, Bart Sobrell with me. Let's dig into this Lucifer telescope a little more. Interesting on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Bart Sobrow with me. Does the Vatican have a telescope called Lucifer? Well, they've got this place in Arizona where they've got a bunch of telescopes. One of them is named Lucifer. They changed the name to Lucy, though, Bart. So now we just call it Lucy. All these guys are nuts.
Yeah, it's like an what do you call it, an acronym for some long thing, you know, but they're obviously intentionally wanted to call it Lucifer. And I think that's because they're tracking object Lucifer. When I think his name was Malachi Martin, when he disavowed the Jesuit sect, he's the one who said they're tracking an object that will play a significant part in the last days. Let me read another quote about the last days from Jesus. The Messiah said that all these things would immediately precede his return. He said the following: there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the sky, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. And here's a very interesting clue. As the sea and the waves roar, men's hearts failing them for fear and expectation of those things which are coming on the whole earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Now, the clue that stands out here, the sea and the waves roar. Now, the moon is about one quarter the size of the earth, and it has a tidal effect that brings the ocean in and out every day about up to 20 feet in some areas. Now, if planet X is 7 times bigger than the earth, 28 times bigger than the moon, then imagine the tidal effect. And what would that cause? The sea and the waves to roar. And what would happen if they see this huge object in the sky? Men's hearts will fail for fear of those things which are coming upon the whole earth, and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. I think the people who run the earth, they know this. They own the technology, the telescopes. They know something like this is coming. And they're doing these injections. They're faking the pandemic to steer people into the injections that are basically going to kill the weaker physically people in society. And rather than having the, you know, half the population die in about 90 days, they're going to control that burn. In their minds, we're all going to die anyway. They're doing us a favor, like putting down a sick animal. So they're killing off this group of the population, then this, so that there will be less shock on society rather than this solar system event killing everybody in 90 days. They want to control it gradually so that it'll be less disruptive. That's what I think is going on.
Take a step backwards as well. What they want to do is they want to destroy segments of the economy too. Because what the idea is, you know, you don't really have a reason to live. Now, I don't agree with this, obviously, because I believe in pro-life and I believe in God, male and female, created them. Life is a precious gift. Don't misunderstand what we're saying here. But these people don't respect life. These people want you to have no reason to live. So what they want to do is destroy your job, destroy your relationships, destroy everything that you hold dear, so that you don't really have a desire to live, and so that you don't have a desire for others to live as well. And so they've literally took out the mortgage industry, a whole swath of financial reality. Now they're what? Using the pandemic to take out all kinds of other industries. And so they're preparing. They're softening up the people right now. This was a shot across the bow. And comparatively, not that many people died. But it's, in my opinion, it's nothing but a warning shot, ladies and gentlemen. Do you still believe there's a free press out there outside of government control? How much of this have you heard about? Did you know there was a telescope literally called Lucy or Lucifer? And, you know, it's a debate because they have a bunch of telescopes in this one place. And so they try to play games and tell you, well, that's not the right telescope and this and that and that and the other. But what they're avoiding is the fact that they really named this thing Lucifer. They nicknamed it Lucy. And this is what they love to do is put it in our face as well, Bart.
Yeah, let me read one other thing from this article I wrote about a coming medical lockdown in 2016. It says, just as President Kennedy cleverly called the blockade of Cuba a quarantine, as a blockade is an act of war, just as a legal detainment of a citizen is, the United States government fully intends to use the same deception to enact a martial law upon its own naive citizens by adroitly controlling them through mostly fabricated or imagined disease outbreak, so as to not use the real term of military incarceration. While the CDC's press release of these new unconstitutional regulations initially suggests that this will be voluntary, before their own Orwellian doublespeak paragraph is finished, they nevertheless admitted this. This is the rule they wrote in 2016. When an apprehension occurs, this is the forced quarantine, the individual is not free to leave or discontinue his or her discussion with an HHS or CDC public health or quarantine officer. Regarding vaccination and treatment, they said, the individual's consent shall not be considered as a prerequisite in order to be inoculated. So does a cow have a choice to be inoculated with harmful antibiotics if the farmer chooses to do so? Well, no, it has no choice. Well, why is that, Sam? Because it's a piece of property. When our society starts treating men, women, and children as animals and pieces of property, our society is going backwards rather than forwards. Now, we know that slavery is illegal. So if I don't have a choice to be inoculated, that means I'm owned by somebody, which is slavery, which is illegal. And coercion is also illegal. It says so even in Wikipedia. It is called a felony of a duress crime, saying you'll be fired if you don't take this injection or you'll be fined. That's also illegal by the laws that are on the books. So, you know, these strange things are coming down the pike. They have prepared for it long in advance. And, you know, during 9/11, there was a simultaneous military exercise taking place, and the exercise was the World Trade Center towers being hit by airplanes. And that's why NORAD stood down. They thought it was the exercise. And you know what a coincidence. In October of 2019, Bill Gates was doing an exercise about a coronavirus escaping from China, which allegedly happened the following month. I mean, it boggles the mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, they've got a pattern hidden in plain sight, if you will. They mock us. They put it in TV shows, and they put it in movies, and they do all these things to really tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And then when we bring it up, they go, "Ah, you're a conspiracy nut. You're crazy." But my response, for example, just take the Lucifer telescope. Hey, you know what? Is it named that? Yes, it is. Okay, from its inception, ladies and gentlemen, the telescope system was called Large Binocular Telescope Near Infrared Spectroscopic Utility with Camera.
Yeah, an Lucifer.
Integral field unit. Anyway, you spell it out, they say it was a mouthful. They nicknamed it Lucifer.
Well, yeah, because
called it Lucy.
Yeah, because it all spells out Lucifer. And the part that's the most interesting technically about it is it's basically the largest infrared telescope. If Planet X exists, it cannot be seen with an optical telescope because it's too dark and cannot be picked up. However, it could be viewed by an infrared telescope. And what a coincidence, the Lucifer telescope, of which their own Jesuit said on his deathbed, is tracking an object that's going to play a significant part in the end of the world, that it's an infrared telescope. And remember, Jesus said there will be signs in the heavens that will cause men's hearts to melt with fear. And most importantly, let me read you this last quote from Jesus. He says, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, for the end will come at an hour you do not expect. I say this to anybody teetering on backsliding or getting baptized. You know, all these people who faked the moon landing, did 9/11, faking the pandemic, they will succeed. They're doing an excellent job. The Bible really says they will succeed. It says, unless God intervenes, everyone will be destroyed. So I take that to mean that they will succeed, but they will have gained the world and lost their soul. If anyone does not get eternal life at the end of their mortal life here, they're a failure. It doesn't matter what plans succeeded, how much money you got. If you do not live forever after this life, you are a failure. So the time is now to repent of your sin, get right with God, and don't think that baptism is a get-out-of-jail-free card. That's a false teaching. It says in Hebrews, if we deliberately go on sinning, no sacrifice for sin is left. Jesus also said in Matthew 24, the love of most believers will grow cold, but those who hold, repent to the very end, those will be saved. So you have to get saved, and you have to stay saved, and these last times are the time to do it.
There's a lot to take in, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have Bart back from time to time, hopefully going forward consistently on the program, to break down a lot of end times discussions, talking about prophecy, talking about the Bible, talking about where we sit as followers of Christ, true, honorable Christians, telling the tale of freedom, ladies and gentlemen, understanding the events and things that are unfolding around us. It's an epic reality check, to say the least. And we're going to dig in more, because the moon landings are only one thing. 9/11 was a scandal, no doubt about it. So was the Oklahoma City bombing. The Ruby Ridge scenario was to soften the people up, that the government could come in and kill you at will.
Well, let me read one other thing, Sam.
The Branch Davidians agree with them or not. Hey, you know what? They were all attacked. And this is continuing with ever-increasing frequency, Bart.
This preceded the Constitution of the United States. So this is the founding document that I'm about to read one paragraph of. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, freedom to choose, my body, my choice, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, preserve these rights, government are instituted, not to give us these rights, but to make sure we always have them, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Here's the important part, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles as such. So we know we have a government that kills their own citizens through 9/11, inoculations, fake moon landings, kills their own president. According to Bobby Kennedy Jr., the CIA killed John Kennedy, the president. This is the government that we have. The founding document of this country says when our government goes astray, it is the right of the people to start a new one. So, there you go. Bart is here.